Broadcasting from the WEEI studios. Powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1. Lawrence, Boston. And Odyssey Sports Station. This is WEEI Afternoons.
With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens.
And three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Cool Fitzy has his shades on in the studio here at Fenway Park. Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, and where it is brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. Hurry in for your last chance to get employee pricing for all during the Great American Sales Event. Fitzy, you need a truck.
You know what? I've been thinking I need a significant vehicular upgrade.
Ted's got a truck?
Yeah.
You need a truck. We're a truck guy show.
My buddy Danny, who's a regular listener to the show, pulls up last night outside the old little Cape Cod Sea Shack in a brand new truck.
That almost had to be dropped.
Hey, Breslow bot, blow it out your back door.
What was a fun little promotional for our friends at Ford almost turned to a bleep moment
I definitely could use I kind of need a cooler vehicle upgrade.
Like, yes.
Maybe a Ford.
And you're a little older,
Bronco.
So we could go through midlife crisis.
Love the Ford Bronco. The new Ford Bronco Sports.
Awesome.
I like them so much. If I could have any car right now, that's what it would be.
I would want a Batmobile, but.
Like Doug Flutie, who passed me on 128 a few weeks ago.
I still can't believe that you saw that.
What? Brag.
Ernie Bach Jr. has a working Batmobile.
I think Doug acquired it. Given it or bought it. I believe it now belongs to Doug Flutie.
And you know my favorite player in the NFL, Joe Burrow, bought three.
The cool tumbler version.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. The one from Batman Begins, the best of all Batmobiles.
Absolutely.
How great to see. Cool. Right there. What would you rather do? Own a Batmobile or have gone to the Bezos wedding and dance with Brooks Nader? There's a fun little Would You Rather Monday.
Brooks Nader. How tall is she? Can you look her up?
Yeah. Oh, 5'9".
Eye
We're
to
made
eye.
For each other.
There you are.
I was hoping she was a little taller. No offense.
For me, Batmobile, 100%.
What would you do with a Batmobile?
Just drive it around and pretend I'm Batman. Now I'm over here.
Like Cartman.
Get out of the way. Rachel.
I don't know that you're allowed to drive it around. I think Joe Burrow said that. It's not street legal.
You know what? If I'm Joe Burrow, I probably own enough land that I can drive it around myself.
But if you're Fitzy, you're sitting in your garage.
Literally, there's one road on the Cape.
So you wouldn't really get the bang for your buck.
Doesn't matter. I'd own a Batmobile.
So you're better off maybe getting a Ford Bronco.
Sure. Yes.
With a top that
which
comes
is,
off.
Which
Woo,
is,
down
which
the is, Cape. You'll be just driving
that
around
is
topless.
Mrs. Fitzy's number one vehicle is the convertible Bronco. She wants one.
So get her one.
Can I borrow 46 G's?
Yeah, that's how it works. You go to the bank and you take out a car loan and they give you a payment and you have a Ford Bronco.
What about from you? You're giving everybody else money right
whoa,
now.
Whoa,
yeah,
whoa,
yeah,
and
yeah.
That's the problem.
Oh, yeah. Hey, over here, Mr. Host One with his...
I'm getting alerts from CreditWise on my phone. Like, sir, you're using more of your available credit than you have in the past. Why is that?
And I'm on vacation in the Caribbean. I got this freaking truck over that has got a heated steering wheel.
Golly. Oh,
I could see you in the Raptor that's right outside our studio.
That's a nice truck.
Awesome.
That is a nice truck.
Now, I don't know if you've ever driven a Raptor.
How do they handle?
Those things are...
Rip
you
it up.
Feel like a man. They have something like 600 horsepower or something. It just... It sounds like a Batmobile.
And the 12-year-old's number one want is a Ford Mustang.
Really?
Yeah.
So why don't you just buy a bunch of Fords?
I should.
Get everybody in the family.
Keep the station
alive.
Get
yourself a Raptor. Get your wife a Bronco. Yeah. Get your son a, what'd you say?
Mustang.
A Mustang.
Couple endorsements, call it even.
Look at that.
Get one of those electric Mustangs for the commute.
They're actually pretty snappy.
That's fancy.
They're
I kind of like those, too.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. My Uncle Greg has one.
I actually told my wife if I was going to get an electric car, I think that would be the one that I would get.
They feel cool. Weird, though, like buying a car that like you've grown to know is like a performance car. An electric Porsche just sounds weird to me.
Yeah. Well, you know, all those cars now, there's electric versions of a lot of those, but they have to put fake sounding rumble of the engine.
Because otherwise
nobody wants a quiet like Ferrari.
No.
You want a Ferrari
that sounds like if I get a Maserati, I want it to sound like a Maserati.
Not silent. Sounds like a Prius.
I want...
Damn right. Well, Ted Johnson wants Drake May to be great.
Speaking of Maseratis.
But is he a Maserati?
Oh.
Or is he one of those Maserati kit cars? You know those
Now
kit
that you think about it, if you think about it.
Stop interrupting me, Ted. You can interrupt me tomorrow when you get here at 3. You know those kit cars people buy that like are... They look like famous muscle car something, but really underneath they bought like a small engine four-cylinder and they just put the... over the top of it. Is Drake May a Maserati? That is the question.
I don't know. Like,
Ted, I know you've been struggling with this. Sounds like it even more and more. Well, our buddy, two of our buddies, Ted Johnson.
Yep.
Talked to Karen Garigian.
Mentor of the great Megan Onilini, friend of the show.
And just a goat Boston person, reporter, yep. person, the whole thing. She's done it all in Boston sports media. Love her. And so, you know, the question is, are we getting ahead of ourselves with Drake May? You know, some of you that are predicting 10, 11 wins roll out of bed, which if you're going to win 10 or 11 games, your quarterback better do the right thing a lot more often than he does the wrong thing.
Oh, correct? And they're already saying, here's Josh Allen 2.0. He's correct. In the Hall of Fame. This guy's
MVP discussions. We had those
touchdowns.
Dudes on dudes. Mm-hmm. Remember when Gronkowski and Edelman were talking about, like, I don't know if he's an MVP top five candidate this year. And I was like, wait, who said that? Who said he was going to be a top five MVP candidate?
Can he have a better than 3-2 touchdown to interception ratio first, please?
Can he not fumble and or throw interceptions when the game is on the line every time?
Again, we did agree, though, as a show, I believe, to give him a breakfast ball or a mulligan
yes.
the majority of last season because of the Mayo factor.
But I've said this, that question that I struggle with, whether it's in my Bible podcast or my Drake May faith. Faith, seeing something you haven't seen. I'm going to need to see something I haven't seen from Drake May, correct?
Yes.
If he's going to be the leader of the New England Patriots to double-digit wins that you guys think he is.
I'm going to start with consistently turnover-free, mistake-free, well-played games that leads to multiple wins because Drake May has but a win to his name as a quarterback.
And you know who else is also looking for that very likely and strongly? His new offensive coordinator, Josh McDaniels.
Joe Bag of Donuts.
Not Joe Bag of Donuts, Josh McDaniels, different guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to often talk about Tom Brady. What's the greatest thing he does? Doesn't turn the ball over, doesn't take sacks. You know, that mm-hmm. idea that Charlie Weiss started back in the day. No one ever lost by punting. You can't turn the ball over. You cannot turn the ball over. So that's where Ted Johnson started talking to Karen Garigian. If you look at all the interceptions and only one win last year, I understand the trepidation, Johnson said. I think he's a special player. I think he has special traits. But I do wonder if he has the mental aptitude or the mental skill set to match what his natural talents are. Is that a fair criticism, Dan Ball?
Absolutely it is. If the whole clear the runway stuff that we kind of made light of during the offseason is true, now you're giving a guy his second offensive coordinator at the professional level, so his third in as many years, and you're expecting him to take that next step despite an offensive line that's better but not great, a wide receiving group that's better but not great. Yeah, I have to question it until I have proof that it's not a little on the weak side.
To remind the audience as well, last week we brought it up, had a nice little discussion about it, but I think it merits a revisit. There was that Polymarket Sports graphic of the six quarterbacks that were rookies last year and what they believed to be their floors and ceilings going forward. And Polymarket had Drake May with a ceiling of Trevor Lawrence and a floor of Daniel Jones.
I want to get so he's that, a bust. That action.
He's a bust no matter what.
Yeah. So, like, do you really still think that Trevor Lawrence is that a goal for Drake May?
No.
I see it as a higher ceiling.
It was dumb the time it was printed on that graphic. It was just a terrible idea. This is the third pick in the draft who is being compared to what I believe.
Wasn't Lawrence the first overall pick?
Yeah, but he was never compared to John Elway. And I think Josh Allen, John Elway are two of the most physically gifted quarterbacks of the last 50 years in the National Football League. And that is the world where you're kind of Drake Maying right now. And Trevor Lawrence, really good.
Yep.
Generational winner. In high school and college, generational winner and sneaky athletic, does more athletically than I think people give him credit for. Big
2 years
throw.
Ago, his receivers did lead the NFL in drop touchdowns.
Yes, but you got to win. The bottom line for Trevor Lawrence is doesn't win enough. The bottom line for Drake May is year one doesn't win enough. You have to win because guess what? You can throw the same interceptions and fumbles and all those things. If you win, people forget about that stuff. Winning masks it. But when you lose, they're like, part of the reason you're losing is because you turn the ball over with the game on the line or you turn the ball over at costly times.
Let me give you guys a stat line and just tell me if it's acceptable or not for a second season quarterback.
I love a good stat.
Given what we saw last year. 10-6 record, which is, you know, that we can
that's acceptable with me.
Work with that. That's kind of secondary to the other stuff.
Are
they going to play 17 games?
There was a tragedy. We took a week off. I don't like that aspect.
Right. Or let's say that they're already in the playoffs, so they gave him a week off. I don't know, whatever.
Nice.
20 touchdowns to 9 interceptions, 3,089 yards passing.
Who the hell? Wait, for Drake May, 20 touchdowns, 9 picks, and 3,100 yards passing?
Yes.
I'm okay with it.
You're okay with it?
No.
Okay.
That is not going to get you 10 wins. As good as
the defense. No. He just told you you have 10 wins.
Yeah. This is a stat line that I'm... This is a stat line.
Why are you being so argumentative?
I don't understand why you're yelling.
Allow me. This is going to help a point that you made on Friday that I agreed with, you and I were shooting back and forth with. That was the year 2, age 23 stat line for Josh Allen. So,
It was. But the funny thing is, most of those touchdowns, the picks all came earlier in the year.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the touchdowns came late. They had the restraining bolts, the restrictor plates on him, something wicked, which we believe, Andy, Josh McDaniels will likely have on Drake May for at least the first half of the season, the same way he did with Matt Castle in 2008, the same way he did with Mac Jones in 2021.
What do those two seasons have in common?
Double-digit wins.
Ding, 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 ding. And if you give me those numbers in double-digit wins for a team that I believe the very astute, smart football analyst in this room at the opposite end of the table from me, this team is going to run the ball. This team is a run-first team. You told me that. Skinny Ramondre Stevenson looks like a shell of himself.
He has slimmed down.
Travion Henderson, you just told me, is going to win Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Candidate.
So therefore, if those two guys are good, and let's just say between them, they have 1,800 yards.
Oh my gosh, can I have a scotch and a cigarette?
So 1,800 yards. Uh-huh. Wait a minute. I believe this team has a defense that has Christian Gonzalez, Milton Williams, Christian Barmore, Carlton Davis. Like, defense, run the ball. Don't turn the ball over. You said 9 picks, right? 20 to 9.
Yep.
And we already know Ramondre has been working on his fumbling issue. Hopefully he gets it locked up. Travion Henderson.
No, but I don't care about that. We're talking about Drake May.
I know, but I'm just saying.
You said that's not good enough. You just won 10 games with Drake May making those decisions with a running game and a defense. That's more than good enough.
I think he's going to have to do a little more than that.
Well, you're not very good at this game. You presented him the situation. He goes, you're not winning 10 games. No, I told you, you won 10 games. These numbers led to 10 games.
I am playing the game. I'm just saying it sounds like that this all should align. I think he's going to have to do a little bit more.
I see you guys lining up, 617-779-7937. Get to you in just 1 second. I want to read one more quote from our buddy, Ted Johnson, who will defend these arguments tomorrow when he joins us at 3.
Here I'm sure.
Afternoons.
Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom. Whether it comes from leadership, whether it comes from a clutch gene, whether it comes from just being the man, the face of the franchise, I was kind of hoping I'd hear some stories this offseason that he was bringing guys together, that he was throwing with guys, Johnson said. That sounds kind of corny and maybe forced, but the quarterback has to be the CEO. He has to take ownership of the football team, and I don't know if he's fully accepted that part of the job. So my question is, we kind of have seemingly 3 layers here. Pure physical talent, I think we're all in that Drake May has it, right? Not even a question.
That's not up for
debate. Okay, right. Pure physical talent. Decision-making on the football field, up for question, right? Up for debate.
Big question mark.
Seems to be a great processor and analyst, but the decision-making needs a little work.
And leadership. That's the third prong of the quarterback position.
That's a big question mark.
Maybe the least proof of concept out of those three is that one.
I don't even know what you just said in big Breslowian terms.
Proof of concept?
Proof of concept. What the F does that mean?
Evidence.
Meaning like, yeah, evidence.
Why don't you just say evidence then?
Okay.
Hey, Breslow, put that through the computer, Sniz. Right.
Guess what? Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to start having sandwiches where the meat is on the outside and the bread's on the inside. Here, I've made you one. It's called proof of concept.
Evidence?
Yeah.
Nice.
Not evidence.
Oh my
God. Okay. Anyway.
I tried.
How is proof of concept Breslovian?
It is. It's a think tank term. It is a dork term. It's a non-numerical
Andy,
analytical.
Obviously, there's not great synergy on this one. Why don't we revisit this one? We'll put a pin in it.
Yeah, we'll put a pin in it.
Anytime that something goes over Andy's head, pause for short joke.
Not funny.
And then it,
not
it
funny.
Dumb.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to be smart? Smart.
I actually think his leadership has been...
Drake's?
Point of
interest.
BABIP, batting average on balls in play.
He had
I say
to deal
big words.
With, yeah, he did. They try to.
Iwoba.
You know, you don't need to try to smart. You're smart enough, Dan Ball. You should know that. You don't need
Kenobi.
To try to sound smart.
This wasn't a thing until you made it a thing.
I know. It's what I
That's
do.
A new segment on the show. Andy made it a thing.
Yep. Not for everybody.
Leadership is something that he showed last year when the coaching and offensive line and play calling and everything changed and they struggled at North Carolina and he regressed. He went from 5,000 total yards or whatever it was the year before to people saying, hey, how come you're not as good this year? And he's like, well, you know, I'm not blah, blah. He never threw the offensive line of the coaching under the bus. Elliot Wolf told us that. It was one of the first things he told us that they scouted last year at North Carolina. I would argue that last year in New England, it was a certified bleep show. We all agree, correct?
Yep.
Yeah. Certified.
So there's a lot of proof of concept there.
So last year, proof of concept of his leadership tells me,
hey, prove this.
He heard the head coach say, yeah, you won the job, but you're not going to play for a month and a half. Isn't that a tough situation?
Oh, hey, coach, why?
Right? And he ran with it. He supported Jacoby Brissett pre and post. He supported Alex Van Pelt throughout the entirety of the process when he probably knew it wasn't the best setup for him.
Yeah, but he and Dad Jeans did well together.
He supported. Did they?
I think they did. They seemed to have a pretty good work.
They were the worst team in football.
Was it his fault that the defense gave up like 9 yards?
He didn't fix it. He didn't fix it. He didn't make it better.
Who the hell was he throwing to?
That's a great question. Sometimes that was a great question. It wasn't the tuba player. It was the other team.
Oh, my God.
He didn't throw the offensive line under the bus, right? Every Monday, we asked him some form of a question about, boy, you're getting your ass kicked. Is this sustainable or something? Well, those guys are really fighting their ass off out there, blah, blah, blah. So I think
he's a good teammate.
I think there's good teammate leadership skills in him. Mm-hmm. Now, whether he takes it that next level, is the CEO that Ted Johnson is calling for, getting guys together. You know, he also had a wedding this offseason, which takes a little time, and there's some, you know, get that out of the way. I kind of like that.
Got the heck out of Dodge.
That was the smart thing. He and Tiny Bride went and just knocked it out of the way.
Excuse me? Nailed what?
No.
Jesus, keep it
I
clean.
Said they knocked it out of the way. Just they got the wedding all done.
I actually like that.
Yeah.
Sweetheart, we're married. Now I can just it's all football.
This is awkward.
Blinders are on. We're moving forward. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Jay in North Carolina. He has an interesting subject line. Jay, what's up?
Well, I'm listening to you three guys, and it's like listening to a nuclear fusion. You're all coming together for a blast, but you all get your points across.
Thank you.
Impressive.
So that was a compliment. I just want to clarify. Was that a compliment to me or not?
Hey, you know what that was? That was proof of concept of a compliment. Thank you very much, Jay. What do you got, buddy?
Anyway, I'm hoping that Mike Vrabel can pull a rabbit out of his hat. I'm looking at the Tennessee Titans and looking what he did with the Titans, and I think the Patriots, I don't know if the Patriots were as good as that team yet, but I'm hoping they are. And as I say, I'm just hoping that they give Drake May the time he needs to balance the team and make a play. I know the defense is pretty decent. But as I say, what can Vrabel do with what he's got? And that I'll turn the talk back to you guys. Thanks.
Thanks, Jay. Okay, so the subject line said the Patriots will suck under Vrabel. Jay just say the Patriots will suck under Vrabel?
Nah, it didn't sound.
Didn't sound anywhere there.
No.
Anywhere. He did have, I think, a nice compliment for us about being nuclear fusion. And
well, what we did was we brought three different dynamic components together, and with it made energy.
Oh, okay. I'm going to choose to take that as a compliment. I think others would read that and say it's chaos and it's not really good and it's bad for the planet.
Oh, the chaos theory dominates.
Yeah. 617-779-7937. Tim in Hanover reacting to our conversation and expectations for Drake May. What's up, Tim?
How you doing, guys?
What's up, Tim?
Hey,
how are you?
All right. I want to bring up everybody anoint May when he first came in as the next Tom Brady. Same thing with the Red Sox, man. They already had him in the almost going to the World Series. You know what? Let's see what this kid does this year. 100% I want him to do well. But I tell you what, he came from North Carolina. He never had no college experience in any of these huge bowl games like Georgia, Alabama, LSU. So you know what? He did good. I give him, just like you guys said, I give him that little pass for last year. But let's build on it. I think you're looking at 7 or 8 wins this year. We're not going anywhere special until next year. They make some more moves and get better. And I hope them well.
Thanks for the call, Tim.
Well, see, there seems to be a logical, well-calibrated Pats fan that's like, yeah, hey, 7 to 8 wins would tell me we're moving in the right direction.
I absolutely agree with everything Tim said, except maybe the big bowl game. I don't know if that
was
really
he anointed
matters.
The next Tom Brady when he was
no,
picked.
He was supposed to be the next Josh Allen. The Got next it. Tom yeah, Brady right. was Mac Jones.
I don't think
right.
I don't think anybody is.
Yes, hello.
Brady is so good. I'm not sure people are really comparing to Brady at all. Anywhere, Mahomes. Yes.
Can nobody please be Tom Brady aside from Tom Brady? Also, I was just thinking as Tim was saying that, like, let's see. I don't think John Elway had any massive bowl game success. I don't think Dan Marino was known as a you know, Cotton Bowl, Sugar Bowl champion. Yet they did okay in the NFL. Right.
Like, I don't bowl games. No offense, but no. I think the importance of bowl games has dissipated. Now, if you want to talk about the bowl
college
games
football championship
that are part of that, sure, you're chasing a championship, and you want to say that Drake May never played in truly elite games. Like, he didn't have college football playoffs. He's not in the SEC. He's in kind of a non-football school in the ACC. Which
it'd be weird if an all-time coach had to go to that conference.
I know. And he really missed out. You got to feel for him.
I know.
Missed out on national championship level football at North Carolina by like 2 years.
I don't think he did.
And then that
right, guys?
Then,
right.
Then that coach's girlfriend was posting weird stories of their legs.
He played for a legendary aging football coach who actually knew college football and had won a college football national championship.
I'm just waiting for Stiz to come in and back me up. As I just said, his program's going to win a national championship. I guess I'm
Bill
fighting
we trust,
on my own
baby.
Today.
In
okay.
Bill we trust.
617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls on Drake May. Where are your expectations? Are they too high right now? Have we anointed him the next Josh Allen or Tom Brady? Are they too low? Are we being too negative about a year which was a certified poop show under Gerard Mayo when he had no receivers, no offensive line, no talent around him? Maybe the year to jump will be bigger than we're projecting. What are your thoughts on Drake May? 617-779-7937. We'll also touch on another quarterback topic. Is it almost time to question Patrick Mahomes as the best quarterback in football? Chris Canty brought that up on ESPN, and let's just say I think it was a dumb thing to say, but hey, we'll talk about it next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Speaking of dumb things to say, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The Red Sox fell to the Toronto Blue Jays yesterday afternoon at Fenway Park. Boston welcomes the Cincinnati Reds to Fenway for a three-game series as their homestand continues. First pitch of Game 1 is set for 7:10 tonight. It's Garrett Crochet opposite rookie Chase Burns on the mound. And here is your lineup for tonight. Jaron Duran leads off in left, and it's Roman Anthony, your DH. Abraham Toro is at first with Carlos Narvaez, your catcher. Willy Abreu out in right. Trevor Story at shortstop with Marcelo Meyer at third. He was activated off of the bereavement list earlier today with Nick Sogard going down to AAA Worcester. David Hamilton is at second hitting eighth, and then Seydon Rafaela is out in center field batting ninth. And you can listen to tonight's game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Mass Mutual pregame show with Joe Weil is tonight at 6:10, and Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks have the call of the game. Also from earlier today, outfielder Justinson Garcia, known as the Password, will represent the Red Sox in the All-Star Futures game on July the 12th. The Bruins have announced a number of signings within the last 24 hours. Among those, Murat Huznadinov, a two-year extension. Michael Callahan, one-year two-way deal. Henry Yokiharju, 3 years at $3 million per season with Johnny Beecher at 1 year. Goaltender Michael DiPietro signs a two-year extension. And Morgan Geeky signs a six-year contract extension worth $5.5 million per season. NHL free agency opens up officially tomorrow at noon. NBA free agency, meanwhile, opens up tonight at 6 p.m. At that time, teams can start negotiating with all free agents, but contracts cannot officially be signed until July 6th. Luke Kornet and Al Horford headline the Celtics pending free agents. And a blockbuster trade from the NFL earlier today, the Dolphins have traded three-time All-Pro cornerback Jalen Ramsey and tight end Jonnu Smith to the Steelers in exchange for three-time All-Pro safety Minkah Fitzpatrick and a draft pick swap. You've got to try the new burgers at the Nines. Bigger, bolder, and beefier, their half-pound 100% American Angus beef is sure to please. Try the new bourbon onion burger and get more ang for your buck. You've got to love the Nines. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons live from Fenway Park coming up right after this.